Blog Talk Radio. Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, there's not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. Change.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, peace, roll day to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. I'm your host, Haru, the Seventh Oracle. And today, guys, it's going to be probably a quick show today, guys. Today is August the 22nd, guys, the number 22. You know, so if you know anything about numerology, just study the number 22 and what this day may mean for you, right? So, today on Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys, we're going to be, well, I'm actually going to be dropping, sharing a YouTube clip with you guys. A great brother, Billy Carson, he is on YouTube. If you guys go to the Black Magic 363 channel on YouTube, magic is spelled, instead of a G, it's a K. So Black Magic 363, be sure that you guys check out that channel. Brother Rich has some awesome, amazing guests. And something about the now moment, you know, where a lot of people are just wanting to speak out, but they're wanting to speak out, like, on this level of depth, you know what I mean? So this brother right here, Billy Carson, has been dropping some gems. I'm talking, it'll spark something with you that is just deeply divine. I'm talking on a cosmic level. I know Brother Wisdom talked about, somebody was saying about how we got three. No, that was that Bobby? It was either Bobby or Panic, one of them, saying that we got like three levels of radios with inside of us. You know, there's a cosmic level, there's a planetary level. There may have been Brother Joseph. But anyway, guys, I've been tapping into some amazing shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I tap in, you know, it's some things I haven't activated yet, you know what I mean? But I want to share. You know, I just love to share. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm truly a giver by nature. And, you know, when I find out some good stuff, you know what I'm saying, that can be meaningful for your soul, I like to share that with the world. I don't hoard it for myself. You know what I mean? So that's why we're here today on this particular broadcast. I have noticed that a lot of us are being forced at this point to go within. You know, we're being forced to sit down with ourselves. And, you know, a lot of us, this makes us very uncomfortable, especially the parts of ourselves in which we don't want to face or we don't want to change. You know what I'm saying? You know, we are gung-ho on, you know, this is me, this is who I am, this is, you know, who I've always been, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that may work for you, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of us do know that there are things that may could use a little shifting, that may could use a little changing, you know what I'm saying? We're willing to bend and shift and change, you know, some of the things within us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, guys, the name of the YouTube is called Tips of Living in the Now. Excuse me, I retitled it Tips of Living in the Now, but he actually titled it Tips for Living in the New Paradigm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, we are fucking sick and tired. Sick and tired. That's a T-I-D-E, right? Tired. We are sick and tired of working for these folks. We're sick and tired of these 9-to-5 jobs. You know what I'm saying? So Billy, he's a great financial advisor. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put the YouTube link in the show notes, guys, so it'll be available for you by the end of the broadcast. But I'll be back, you know, probably the spiritual family. They really don't usually come on Sundays, but somebody probably will drop in. But if you want to call in, the number to call in is 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 if you want to speak to me. Next Saturday, I have a special guest that is coming, and we're going to be talking about fatherhood. You know what I'm saying? African-American men. I don't even like that title anymore. You know what I mean? Because it seems like that even puts us on a limitation to, you know, define us. And I mean, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? But as we are shifting with inside, that means the world is shifting and the world is changing. You know what I'm saying? We got to begin to let go of the slavery story, and we got to begin to, you know, reconnect to our royalty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've done that. We've done that for, what, over 100 years, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's time to let it go. You know, it may be time to let it go. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Auntie, I know you here. Okay, Auntie, I'm going to bring you in, but there is a clip that I want to play, too. The clip is an hour long. You know what? And also, you share something. So there are things that we want to include in this broadcast because Auntie had begun to speak about the COVID-19, and it's very important, you know, that the world, you know, that we have this particular information. You know, only you can save you at the end of the day, but only it's going to be very important that you hear this clip. So go ahead, Auntie. You want to go ahead and introduce it and its importance and everything, and how are you, and why I get the clip ready.
Greetings, everyone who is hearing this, who will be hearing this in the future, and things of that nature. Just informative information. A lot of us are finding out in the latter that we jumped the gun, that something in us allows fear to manifest in some way. And we've allowed that fear to allow us to get the jab. You don't have to get the jab. Your body is divinely created in a way that for everything that is airborne, for everything that is probable and possible, to getting into your system, You have a natural defense mechanism in your body for antibacterial and antiviral. If you alkaline your body and remove mucus, excessive mucus from your body, you cannot get disease. You cannot get disease. There is not a medical professional on this planet that can go against you with that. That is the foundation of your ecosystem internally for your individual genetic physical makeup. Auntie, what are you saying? You don't have to get the shot. If you guys remember being young as children, when one cousin got chicken pox, grandma got all the children together and got them the chicken pox. Do y'all remember that there wasn't a vaccine for chicken pox? There wasn't an immunization for chicken pox? If somebody got them, everybody got together, and y'all just got it together. Y'all stayed in the house together. Y'all played together. Y'all ate together, and y'all itched and scratched together. Y'all got oatmeal baths together, and you got calamine lotion. And it ran its course for 7 to 10 days, and then you never were exposed to chicken pox again if you had a substantial amount of the resistance and ability to absorb what was around you naturally. This goes on with everything. The rhinovirus is a common cold, 7-day cold. One person in your house catches a cold, everybody in your house catches a cold. You build a natural immune system to the cold. One person catches strep throat, everybody catches strep throat. You now have a natural antibody or antiviral to strep throat. So what are you saying to me, Auntie? I'm saying to you that they put you in the house, they made you wear masks, they weakened your lungs, and then they released you back into society with 5G, and as of less than a week ago, amped it up to 6G, and told you to put on a mask, in which the mask manufacturers told you that this mask was being used incorrectly, and it was not protecting you from anything. Okay, as far as being in society, microorganisms, things of that. Now, why did they wear this in the surgery? Pardon me?
Doesn't it say it on the box clearly?
Yeah.
On the box that it's
yeah.
not.
Yeah. It says it on the box. You know what I'm saying? If I'm teaching you how to do something and I put instructions on how you got to use my product, then what the hell are we running around here listening to government say that that's not how the product is to be used? Come on, people. We got to think. We really got to think. HIPAA is your friend. Okay? HIPAA is your friend. HIPAA allows you to give your information to who you want to give your information to. HIPAA protects you from being discriminated against for anything that you may or may not have, okay? So when they're coming at you about, oh, if you don't have a shot or proof of your shot or your jab is the new word for that, you don't have the jab, then you can't come. If you don't have proof of your jab, you can't come. Family, contact your physician. Ask your physician to give you the information on HIPAA. Allow your physician to run your lab. When your labs come back that you are COVID-free, you let your physician know that you're going to be treating yourself with the things that you eat naturally. Auntie, what are you talking about? I'm talking about elderberry. I'm talking about zinc. I'm talking about echinacea. I'm talking about vitamin C. I'm talking about things that boost your immune system, both bacteria-wise and viral-wise. Zinc fights against viral infection. Proven science. People who have chickenpox, herpes, shingles, scabies, all of those are viral. You take zinc, those things go away. And really, they don't go away. They just go back to being dormant because these viruses are already in your body. You don't catch them. You activate them. Okay? You don't catch it. You activate it. It's already part of your ecosystem internally. You catch infections. You don't catch viruses. Viruses are already a part of you. This is why it's important to know your documentation from your physician, and then you allow HIPAA to protect you. So when your job says you can't come to work because you don't have a vaccination card, you remind your job about HIPAA, and you contact your lawyer. When they tell you you can't come to school because you don't have a vaccination card, you remind them of HIPAA, you contact your lawyer, and you wait. You do not drop out. You do not quit. You do not drop out. You do not quit. You do not drop out. You do not quit. You go to a restaurant. They say you don't have a vaccination card. You get the information of that restaurant. You remind them of HIPAA, and you contact your lawyer. You can't get on an airplane. You remind them of HIPAA. You contact your lawyer, and you wait. What am I saying? HIPAA is allowing us to sue these motherfuckers for discrimination. It is not your business what I do with my body. This is not something that I am passing around if I don't even freaking have it. If you've got to get tested for your mental stability. You say, well, I don't know. It's driving me crazy. I just want to know that I don't have it. Don't do the nasal swab. The nasal swab has the RNH rhino technology attached to it. That's why it hurts when it goes up in your nose because they're breaking or fracturing microly that thin bone that protects your brain where your eyebrows connect. Do not do nasal testing.
Do not, but what if those who have gotten, okay. the nasal, is there any precautions they should worry about or?
Let me tell you, y'all going to have to prove thyself approved. You're going to have to become the gods and goddesses that you talk about because you can find ways to reverse the virus and the natural components of this BS. But that rhino technology, once exposed and attached, it is what it is. It is what it is. So, these people are telling you you got 6 to 3 to 5 years before you are going to start experiencing what it is. That's between you and your maker. Okay? I don't have nothing for you for that. That technology, once done, is done. Okay? I don't have any information for you on that. Once that technology is there, my son has had nasal testing. My brother has had nasal testing. My niece has the shot. My nephews have the shot. My cousins have the shot because they want to play football and they want to be part of society and they want to travel. I don't have any answers for y'all for that. And I may lose my family members, my firstborn, to the bullshit. What I will tell you, is if you have not done the nasal testing and you want to be tested, do the oral swab. Now, everybody fussed at grandma for that brown Listerine that burned the hell out of your mouth when you had to use it at her house because your mama had the green one and it was minty fresh and you got used to having the good taste and everything. You take that brown mouthwash with you and you go get an oral swab. The oral swab does not have the rhino technology attached to it. And because your mouth is nastier than your tail, your rectum, you have natural bacteria in your mouth that will deplete it becoming an issue for you. This is how your body protects you. Your body protects you. You do the oral swab as soon as they hand clear your mouth. You take that brown antiseptic mouthwash. and you put that in your mouth and you let it burn till you can't let it burn no more. And you repeat that cycle until you yourself feel like you have done your diligence with using that mouthwash to clean what they put in your mouth to test you, the fuck up, dude. Because, see, one thing about this stuff is fear is initiating needing to go be tested. If you ain't sick, what you getting tested for? If you ain't been sick, let me tell you, those of you who have gotten sick naturally, the universe is your friend. Because you have created natural antibodies to beat it. And that your body has responded in saying, you're not going to be sick. You're not going to be exposed to the variant because you naturally were exposed to it and you beat it. It's called being asymptomatic. Now, my eldest son was asymptomatic. My brother was asymptomatic. My brother just called me yesterday off of some videos I sent him. He said, Sissy, I got to get the shot. I said, why would you say that? He said, because my daughter's mother got her the shot, and I can't imagine being on the planet without my baby. Do you see how this shit is manipulating the thought process of us? I said, but you don't need it. You've been tested. You don't have it. What are you talking about? He said, no. He said, my baby got the shot because she a critical diabetic. You see how they're using this against you? Oh, you sick, you got to get it. You got a predisposition illness, you got to get it. And now you get it, and it feeds on your predisposition illness, and your predisposition illness now becomes the reason why you end up transitioning because it's a weakness already in your system. And what does information do when it's exposed to the body? It attacks what's weak. It attacks what's weak. So if you got heart problems, COVID's going to help you check out on heart problems. You got lung problems, COVID's going to help you check out on lung problems. You've got diabetes, your pancreas is going to give out. You got kidney and dialysis issues, your kidneys are going to give out. Organ failure is attached to this when your body is already fighting and have a weak predisposition to your natural ecosystem trying to heal what is already weak. And then you go and get this shot. It has the Delta variant. It has the RNH. It goes into your brain. It finds what's weak in you, and it feeds and replicates the cells that are weak in you, and it breaks you down. And you give up your life, God or goddess, in your own physical ecosystem. And you become a slave to an outside component that can trigger this RNH technology, the 666 that the Bible been talking about, the world's going to end, the only so many hundreds of thousands are going to make it into heaven with the Jews. You activate that in you because now you're part of their experiment. And it was never a vaccine at all. It was never a vaccine at all. It was an experiment that they were able to feed you, and you were not secure in your own knowledge of yourself. And you allowed them to make you a sheeple instead of standing up and being the people that you were naturally born and divinely created to be. And people say, well, why are you so stuck on this? I don't even know why I'm so stuck on this. But it's a message. And I am serious. I am a guide. And I am accountable and I am responsible for the things that I do know. If I say I love my people, then it's my responsibility to share it. You don't have to take it. You don't have to believe anything that I'm saying. You don't have to trust me. But I am giving you this information, thus saith the universe, because I know. And I knew when it first dropped. This information is nothing new to me. I've been preaching this shit since this shit became part of something that was the up-to-date news for us in today's society. When this touched down and originally started being an issue, in 2019, I was telling people, don't fuck with this shit. Hermit, something ain't right about this. And as I got downloads in 2020, I told people that this was HIV and SARS and nanotechnology. I got the download on it. I spoke, if you go back into our shows, I've talked many times about this. But when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I can't
let's go ahead and listen.
But what I will say is HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a news clip I wanted to get to you, too, because I'm not just talking. I'm sending information that's coming across the news, that's coming across doctors that are saying, I'll quit the practice and tell people the truth. It's really about ethics. And we have lost ethics. We don't hold accountability for what we're really supposed to be doing out here, which is looking out for one another and being our brothers and sisters keepers. That's why I'm telling y'all this. Use HIPAA, family. Use HIPAA. Don't do anything that is not pretty right with you and your stomach. Listen to your second brain, and hopefully it's healthy.
There are actually two clips I want to play. The first one is what Auntie sent, and the second one was the one I was telling you about on 6G. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and play these clips, guys, and we'll be right back after these clips.
Okay.
Pandemic, the unvaccinated.
We are seeing an outbreak of the unvaccinated.
I want to be crystal clear about what's happening in the country. We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Okay, the echo chamber. But is that true? The Biden administration has been citing data that 99% of COVID deaths and 95% of hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated. Well, it turns out that statistic is grossly misleading, something the CDC director inadvertently admitted today.
Those data were data that were from analyses in several states from January through June and didn't reflect the data that we have now from the Delta variant. We are actively working to update those in the context of the Delta variant.
Oh, really? Well, a vast majority of this country was unvaccinated, Rochelle, for the first 4 months of the year. Thus, the numbers would obviously skew toward those dying and hospitalized being in that category. So, why is the CDC skewing the data? Joining us now is Dr. Byron Bridle, Associate Professor of Viral Immunology at the University of Guelph, who has been researching the COVID vaccine. Doctor, thank you for joining us in part two of this interview with you. Is it accurate to now call this a pandemic of the unvaccinated, or do you think those who are vaccinated could also be contributing to the emergence of these new variants?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me back. Absolutely, it's untrue to be calling this a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In fact, I would argue that, and it's certainly untrue, that this flipping of the messaging to scare people into thinking that the unvaccinated are somehow driving the emergence of novel variants. This goes against every scientific principle that we understand. The reality is the nature of the vaccines that we are using right now and the way we are rolling them out are going to be applying the selective pressure to this virus to promote the emergence of new variants. Again, it's based on sound principles. We have to look no further than chemotherapy for cancers and the emergence of antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria. The principles are this. If you have a biological entity that's prone to mutation, and the SARS coronavirus 2, like all coronaviruses, is prone to mutation. So if you have a biological entity like that, and you apply a narrowly focused selective pressure that is non-lethal, and you do this over a long period of time, this is the recipe for driving the emergence of novel variants. And that's exactly what we're doing. Our vaccines are focused on a single protein of the virus, so the virus only has to alter one protein, and the vaccines don't come close to conferring sterilizing immunity. People who are vaccinated still get infected. It only seems to be particularly good at blunting the disease. And so what that tells you, therefore, is that these vaccines in the vast majority of people are applying a non-lethal pressure. narrowly focused on one protein, and, of course, the vaccine rollout is occurring over a long period of time. That's the recipe for driving.
So that's driving the variants. And they're, so it's exact, your theory is that it's the exact opposite of what they're saying, because they're trying to demonize and intimidate those who have chosen not to be vaccinated for whatever reason. So they're to blame. They should be shunned. They should be punished, denied services.
It's ridiculous. If anything, the unvaccinated are likely acquiring probably in pretty substantial numbers naturally acquired immunity, which I would argue from an immunological perspective is going to be much more protective than the vaccine-induced immunity against novel variants.
So, again, something the administration refuses to address head-on or accept, the idea that you have B or T-cell memory immunity to this ongoing virus and that you would not then need a vaccine, correct?
Yeah, it's shocking to me as an immunologist because basically, yes, you're correct. Essentially, our immune systems actually work. They do respond to pathogens, and they do protect us from pathogens. And there are published papers. People can look up a paper done by authors Setti and Crotty that was published in a Nature journal. And it shows very clearly, as do several very good peer-reviewed publications, they show very clearly that naturally acquired immunity against SARS coronavirus 2 is very potent, it's very long-lasting, and importantly, in the context of novel variants, it's very broad in its scope. So it's going to be very balanced. We're going to have lots of antibodies and T cells. And the thing is, it targets multiple components of the virus. And
not just the one protein. Just the one protein.
Exactly.
So
variants will occur. Yeah, exactly. So variants will occur that are going to be able to bypass the vaccine-induced immunity, but those viruses aren't going to be changing all the other components that people who have naturally responded are protected against.
Dr. Riedel, thank you. It's stunning how this is being sold to the American public and demonized.
All right. There is one more guy that we want to play. So this is Osei Kofor. You can check him out on YouTube, Black Science TV 111. But, yeah.
Again, I know it's been a while since I've done a video, but I'm coming to y'all to distribute something that's going to hopefully make a lot of you sheep think. If not, then you can't save everybody. A lot of people hit me up, what can I do to help out this family member because they took the vaccine or this and that. Family is not based upon physical biology. Family is not based upon physical biology. Kinship is the DNA of frequency and the DNA of mental. Now, a lot of things I'm about to say might be cold, but it's okay. It's fine. Because truth has no feelings for nobody. I'm going to say that again. Truth has no feelings for nobody. Now, before I go further into the video, if you can't handle true spirituality, right, souls or beings on this earth, a few of them, not a lot, who are actually by way of the sun, through the ethers, are getting certain things sent to them, right, by way of the light wave frequency. If you don't think that this is something that can possibly get off the video right now. If you got any type of negativity, go your own way. Because the things that I'm about to disperse is not for the narrow-minded. It is not for the There are a few people on earth, right? And by way of the sun sends intelligence to certain people whose DNA is on a certain spectrum, right, within the jurisdiction of certain parameters inside of the ethers. When I say the ethers, I'm talking about a certain type of life that holds records. Now, those who run our government is not human. Those who run governments are not human. These beings who run governments are going to war with certain intelligence that live in the sun. You might say, well, how can anything live in the sun if the sun is hot? Well, I thought that heat goes up. Heat don't come down. I've already established that in my books. Not only that, but you have other scientists who are now being that the heat not coming from the sun. We know that the atoms in the atmosphere heats up by way of the magnetism of the volume that is being dispersed from the sun. The sun is a magnet, and inside of this magnet there is intelligence, consciousness, right, that is on a wheel, and by way of this wheel, it disperses information into the environment and our environment. And those who run our government know that at a certain time, a certain season, there are certain speculations and events where planets going to retrograde or certain moons going to ceremonial sequences. It disperses intelligence to certain people on this earth that these beings that I'm talking about that live in this sun, they look like me, but their DNA and their anatomy is different. Their DNA and anatomy is constructed to the point where they can actually taste the environment of the sun, right? Now, these things don't communicate by way of mouth. They communicate by way of a light that's in their mind, right? And the light that you see shining from the sun is a form of consciousness that they use to burn onto or suspend into the environment. This is why they are spraying chemtrails into the air. They are blocking the sun. We never ask why they are blocking the sun, though. The reason why they're blocking the sun is because they're blocking natural communication. See these 5G towers, 6G towers, right? And I'm coming for y'all, those who get the vaccine, because that 6G tower now is going to be a problem for y'all. Dreaming, not being able to wake up at your own will, right? Staying inside a dream, and then you run into the doctor because they already know that you're coming to them, because this stuff is engineered years ahead of time. So they're waiting for you already to come to them so they can send you to some facility to have you checked out. That'll be phase two of your experiment. Phase one was you taking the vaccine. Phase two is now they have you inside a certain type of facility where now they're doing experiments on you because they are looking to create a new form of human being that they can live in for a long time. These beings that run our government can't live in our environment for a long period of time. And so they say, okay, so they can't live in us, but for so many years, maybe two or three years, now they're trying to create a new type of us, right, where they can live they found a gene inside of us, right, in particular, black people. And I'm not saying to be racist because we hold genetics that is beyond the remnants of certain things inside of the universe. It's identical, but it's beyond. The vibrations or the vibe that is coming off of our RNA, our ribonucleic acid, right, is more deeper than certain cultures, but I'm not going to go into that. I want to stay on subject. These vaccines, right, is going to block out certain sequences from the sun because the sun is about to disperse something very heavy into our environment within the next 5 to 10 years. Right now, it's doing it slowly. It's raindrops of information coming in, right? And it's coming in slowly. And so now they have to gather scientists, right, who they took away from Russia, right, who they took away from Germany, right? All the intelligence people they have hiding in their camps and stuff like that, in their military bases, and they torturing them, making them create certain technology. Uh-huh. That's right. Even when they say aliens crashed in Area 51 and all of that, they want aliens great.
I'm sorry.
What's going on here? And so now they are having talks, they're having meetings on other planets with these beings, and they've come to a conclusion that okay, we agree. Let's go down here. Study. And so now you have T-Mobile and other carriers telling you to come in. They're gonna give you free phones, or give you 60% or 35% off, and tell you that they're 5G phones. No. How many people ride down the expressway, whether you're going south or north? Years ago, and they're still doing it today, where you see they got workers out at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, sometimes 11 or 12 midnight. What the hell are they doing out here at nighttime? Fixing streets or infrastructure. They weren't doing that. They were putting up 5G towers, right? They were putting up 5G towers, and now they have 6G towers, right, in the ground. The 6G towers are not going to even be above our heads. The 6G towers are going to be in the ground. And they're going to be able to disperse the frequencies enter the atmosphere, and those who got the vaccine, it's going to be a problem. They're going to start working on you first. So now they're going to go cashless and tell people, well, if you don't have it, they force you to do it. These people are criminals. How can y'all trust, how can y'all sit back and vaccine, right, and walk into the slaughter house with people who's intellectually putting a gun to your head and telling you that you won't be able to buy food or go wherever you please? Like, y'all not that. They're basically telling you without putting a gun to your head that, look, we don't give a fuck what you say. You're not going to be able to eat, drink no water, or go nowhere unless you have this vaccine. Why are they pushing this vaccine, right, versus all the other vaccines we've had in the past? Why this vaccine? Why are they so dominant on this? Why are they putting pressure on people about this one? Oh, because it's COVID-19, which is not even, you know, FDA approved. Not that I give a fuck about them, because whether they approve it or not, my spiritual sense is telling me already that it's something wrong. And all the stuff that they've done to, and throughout history, smallpox, creating HIV, AIDS, and plague, and all the genocide throughout history, the same people's children, right, doing it in a way where now they're tricking y'all. So now y'all want to become victims in new history books 100 years later, where other children 100 years later going to look back and see what COVID-19 was really a genocidal tactic that they did to the so-called Indians. But it's you that are going on in history as victims. So you got to make up your mind, you want to become victims of this history, or you want to become warriors within this history. Mm-hmm. Black Science 2111, 0654, I'm out. Peace.
All right. You spell his name O-S-E-I-K-U. K-U-F-U-O-R, to anybody who wants to find him. He's on Facebook, and he's also on YouTube. And Auntie wanted me to play another one. Now, Auntie, you got to stop typing in the group, because this is going to throw it off because I didn't download it. Hold on. Which one?
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you good. Hold on. I'm going to try to find what you just sent. Okay. Oh, okay. This is what you had above. Let's see. All right.
And family, we just want to help you. We don't want to install no fear. We don't want you to feel like we're attacking you because you have the shot. But what we want to do is now empower you and how you can add more time to whatever time you got that the shot won't be able to affect you so severely.
And also,
black
what
seed
you
oil
said about
and burdock root will help you start cleaning your blood. Start using that. It will help you start getting rid of the excessive mucus in your body that allows disease to even affect you. Implement burdock root and black seed oil in your everyday diet. Every time you eat, you want to put that in your system. Every time you drink, you want to add that in your system so that you can now get rid of the excessive mucus that allows you to become diseased. I can't tell you anything about the RNA stuff, but I can tell you how to purge your body of the physical things that are going on inside of you. Black seed oil, burdock root, and there's a couple of others. Start Googling what helps you to extract excessive mucus from the earth naturally. Teas, herbs, fruit, things of that nature, vegetables, stuff like that.
Okay, let's go ahead and get this third one in. I don't know how long it is, but hold on.
It's not that long.
I was having an issue. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Hey, brother. Disappointed. My name is Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35. Now, if you take any booster shot, you...
Uh-oh, what happened?
Was that it?
Wait, brother.
Was that it, Uncle? Just that.
My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD.
Yep. Oh, wow, that's all he wanted y'all to hear. Was just
no,
that.
They cut it. Something
they
happened to the link. They cut it because
they cut him off.
They cut him off because it was much longer than that. Basically what
okay,
he was saying
damn.
In that clip, and we're going to have to, I'm going to have to go and see, can I pull the link? I know I sent the
hold
link
on,
to
let
somebody
me see.
Else.
It told me to swipe left. So hold on, let me see if I can swipe left and it do it. And just to let you know, guys, when we delivering it, like just right now, my phone freezing up and shit. Just okay, hold on, let me see if this is it. Oh, there we go.
The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called the D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancements. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied, unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. Jabs, potentially, in the future, along with wearing masks. And
all right, so though it was three parts, so that was the third part. And just to let the audience know, I'm going to do the Billy Carson about the paradigm. We're going to do that at a later time. Order of the day, and this needed to be talked about. So all of that, y'all. All right, Auntie. That's it, right? You got any more?
Yeah, that's it. And I just want people to really get still, allow yourself to breathe, because that's a lot of information to take in. That's a lot of information to process. Sit down, get still, and breathe. If you are a person who's already gotten a shot, breathe. Breathe, because now you know that it is information out there that is telling you what is really going on with you, and you can start doing holistic things and get with your doctors and create a plan that is going to give you whatever you have left. Don't let the 3 to 5 years scare you and say, oh, my God, I'm dying in 5 years. But start thinking positively because your thoughts have electrical components as well. Your thoughts can change. You are a god and a goddess. You can manipulate what you've done. I don't know what that looks like because I am not an injected person. I trusted me. I knew myself enough, dude. But if you did it for whatever your reasoning was, calm yourself down, breathe, get in touch with your doctors, and start creating a holistic regimen for you and your family in which you make the best of whatever time you have in your family.
You know, the universal laws, power of thought, you know, all of that stuff that we think is just cliche, it's time, you know, that we start knowing and utilizing that stuff that we know and put it into motion, you know, magic.
Activate it. Activate it.
There it is.
Activate it. Start using it. You know, this is, again, I'm really concerned about my personal family. And this is sterilizing our children. I have family members that are 17, 18, 19 years old that have the shot. They're never going to have children. They're never going to be able to procreate. Even if they live beyond this five-year window that the scientists and doctors are telling you about, they're never going to. This is sterilization. This is population control. This is, we have been lied to, and for those of us who don't know thyself, have fallen into the gaps and the traps of these people controlling us with levels of fear. I'm going to get grandma sick. I'm going to get papa sick. I'm not going to be able to travel. I'm not going to be free to get water. The video, the audio that you just played, the brother singing, we're not even going to be able to go to the grocery store, let them tell it. So I understand the fear.
Hands may tell.
But what I will
hands
say
tell.
Is that if we start growing our own food, and even that, I just found out, check this out, nephew. I didn't understand why I wasn't liking the rain. Like, you know, I've got electrical components and I have some other quirky things going on with myself where I can kind of manipulate electricity. It's triggered by my emotions. I'm learning how to try to, I'm learning to let me teach me about what I do when I can touch people and shock them and I can manipulate the electricity in my house and power outages and all this stuff that goes on when I'm angry or highly emotional. I don't think it's a gift, but people say it's a gift. I'm learning it. I'm trying not to cause heart attacks and touching people and all of this old type of stuff. This is something that I have been all my life. I never understood it. But what I do know is that if I sit with me long enough, it'll start to showing me things for me to understand it. And we have to allow our bodies to teach us so that we understand our bodies. We have to allow our gifts to be activated. We have to allow the teacher that's in us to teach the student that we are. We have to allow that. We have to activate those things, neurons and 6 electrons. Why are they tapping into our electrons? Because the electrons manipulate the neurons and the protons. Be advised, family. We've got to really take time to understand our very own universe, which is our internal ecosystem. We are walking, breathing, individual universes. We have to allow that information to teach us how to use our solar system that is internally us as individuals. Our moon system that is internally a part of us. Our nature system that is naturally, internally a part of us. As within, so without. You get it now? as within, so without. You get it? So we're looking all in the stars all above, and we're looking at nature all below, and we're, oh, we can get an apple from this tree and a banana from that tree, and cabbage comes out the ground, but we're not doing that for our internal body. We're not finding out how it works, why it works the way it works. Fear is something that we're supposed to have. It's part of our ego. It's part of our defense mechanism. But it's not supposed to be triggered from an outside force. It's supposed to be already triggered within us so that we're in control of the trigger. You notice how back in the day when people got sick with HIV and AIDS, they were living their lives. They didn't have any sickness. They wasn't catching pneumonia. They wasn't getting lesions. They wasn't fucked up until that doctor told them they had HIV or AIDS. And then they started believing it. And they started physically and mentally and emotionally breaking down to it.
Let me tell you, Auntie. You know, I've lived the lifestyle, so I've seen it firsthand. And the ones who died are the ones who adopted the belief, and the ones who are still living and outlived. I seen it with my own eyes. It's been a lot of pride shit going on. So I've been seeing, you know, a lot of people from old school, you know, and I'm like, wow, he's still living. Like, you know, it's a few of them that outlive. Why did they outlive the ones? Because they said, not me. Not, they did not adopt the belief that I am about to die. They said, oh, no, I am going to live. And they are still living to this day.
And they came away from the pharmaceuticals. They started doing things naturally.
Yeah.
They came away from what the doctor was telling them, and they said, you're talking to me because I knew that I had the power to live. They told me to get ready to die. When I had, the kid told me, you, Miss Presley, you're not. You have to fill out paperwork for your children. You're going to die. And I told them, tell me again that I'm going to die, I'm going to sue you. If you tell me again that I am not going to make it because of your statistics, I'm going to sue you. Out of 19 women that went into that motherfucking study, that they were saying, all of us are going to die. 18 of them today are sleeping and no longer in a physical body. And your aunt, your sister, your friend, your internet, whatever, is here today to tell you, go holistic. Go holistic. Come away from Big Pharma. I beat that shit in 6 months. Do you hear what I'm saying? Am I still affected? Yeah. Do I still have some debris? You goddamn right I do. My body hurt every day from Lunasta. My bone marrow generates like fire in my bones daily. I lost so much weight. I'm 135 pounds. When I was diagnosed, I was 170 pounds. I'm 9 years out. My son is 9. He turns 10 in March. I beat the cancer in May of 2012. When I tell y'all, get y'all shit together and stop allowing people to give you fear. Fear will kill you. Fear will bring down your immune system. If you going to do anything, get pissed off. Get mad. Because that's a fire in you that's going to burn all that other shit away. I promise you. I did it. I can't tell you what nobody else did. I can tell you what I did. I'm a testimony. I activated a fire in me that sent that shit a running. You understand what I'm saying? I went to my segment. I went to Ishu. I went to the Orishas. I was anything that was me, I was pulling your ass to me, and you was going to speak life and you was going to support life because I was all about life. And if you came with a, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, you got to go. Oh, my God, then what are you going to do? I'm sorry, I'm not doing you. Because I had no room for the narrative of what I was creating in me. So now that you have the keys, my beloved family, use them. Use them and go back to nature because your physical body is nature. Go back to natural because your physical body needs natural. And go back to you. When these people speak the narratives and the negatives, you can change that. You have powers to do that. You have the energetic forces to do that. You got to come away from Jesus going to save you. Remember, they put Jesus on the cross. He didn't get down by himself. He didn't go into the tomb by himself. Somebody had to support that. And whether he rose in 3 days or not, somebody helped him get to where he could rise. Jesus couldn't get himself off the cross physically, okay? And you going to have to get yourself in a position where you come together with others like you, maybe, and help each other off the cross so that y'all can rise and beat death in 3 to 5 years and rise.
A good analogy to insert.
To be
a good analogy to
stay here.
A good analogy to insert is that, you know, we can't forget his very own people who said they had his back is the ones who nailed it to the cross, Big Pharma. You know what I'm saying? Your government. The ones who say they love you and helping you are the ones that's nailing your ass, our asses, you know, if we allow it, to the cross.
Right, because what I was getting ready to say about the rain. The nanotechnology is in the rain. The chemtrails, the nanotechnology is in the chemtrails. So when it rains and we got all these weird storms and we got all this stuff happening that is not part of the natural ecosystem, but it is being manipulated by satellites and mankind, this is why I was telling you on that picture, that's not natural. That shit is not natural. That is not the universe. That is not our normal ecosystem. That is man-made manipulation of what we see. And this is why it's not okay, because we are becoming so programmed in their systems that we're seeing things and thinking that it's, oh, that is, you know, God is just doing some amazing things. The universe is doing amazing things. And if you don't have eyes to see, they will confuse you. They will play with you. They will fuck with your mental and make you think that this shit is all from the universe. When it rains, you can smell the rain, and it no longer smells like natural rain. You can smell the chemicals in the rain. In Georgia, it's against the law to collect rain. Why is that? Because if you can collect the rain, you can test the rain, and you can find out what's in it. Where there's a guy that he has a scientist, and he collected the rain. And he sent the rain to be tested. And guess what? They found the RNA, the rain. It's in the chemtrail. If you pay attention, we get bad storms. Once you see the chemtrails in the sky, there's always a bad thunderstorm after the chemtrails have been released in the sky. Watch the patterns and the cycles to how it's been raining, family. If it's in the rain, then it's in the earth. So what does that mean for those of us who are creating our own farms and, you know, growing our own food and stuff? We've got to start doing it in reverse. We've got to dig holes, plant seeds in the earth, in the ceiling of the ground, and allow our food and vegetation to grow under the earth. How do you do that? You need sunlight. You go and get you some RV lights and put them under the earth. This is what your solar power, solar panel, all of that is about. That's what they're doing. You put you some little blue lights up under the earth, and let your cabbage and stuff grow underground instead of above ground. And you cover it with plastic and you implement you a spring water system to give your vegetation water. We're planting shit. They're buying farmers out. They're telling farmers to burn down their crops. Are y'all not paying attention? They're telling farmers that we'll pay you, burn down your crops, and then we'll give you new seed to start over. Why? Why is that? We're walking around and we're not paying attention to what is really going on. Meat is no longer going to be meat. They're making meat. I went to Kroger's the other day, and you can only buy 2 bags of chicken wings per person. Okay, chicken ain't chicken. Fish ain't fish. I was watching something on the thing with the animals, the planet something. And the guy was literally out in the ocean on a barge, and they were using nets to scoop up this jelly-type stuff that looked like it was fish eggs. They've never seen it before. They don't know why it's in the water. Our water is tainted. Our air is tainted. Our rain is tainted. Our land is tainted. Mother Earth is pissed the fuck off, if y'all haven't noticed. So this isn't only your physical body under attack from this technology, but the Earth is under attack from this technology. Be advised, family, and whatever spell you under, that you allowed yourself to be under, your ass up and do your due diligence, because this is a humanity issue. And if we are not doing what we need to do to be in humanity, we're all going to end up being humanoids. And this is why they're so pissed off with those of us who are not getting the shot, or AKA jabs. You can't control what has not signed up or plugged in to be controlled.
Baby. Oh, you know, it just baffles me, just the level. You know, it just, I just have no words. Just, I mean, war. I mean, all out war. The fires in California, you know, there are actually fires that are just happening. You know, it's a lot going on that's not being reported.
It's the chemicals.
The fires
in the
are being reported.
The fires are coming to purify, and they're activating because of the chemicals in the earth. The earth gets to a certain temperature, and then they call it combustion. And the combustion is because all of this pollution, all of these gases, all of this technology that we're running through the earth and the pipelines and the wires and the Wi-Fi. If y'all wearing headsets, stop it. You're going to start having headaches. She is a whole nother realm of reality. Go back into your plugged-in earbuds. Go back into your plugged-in earbuds and try to limit the time that you've got these phones attached to your physical body. Get you some malachite, and wherever you put your phone in your pocket or your belt waist or whatever, put you a piece of malachite inside of your phone carrier so that the malachite can protect you from the radiation being given off by this 5 and 6G. Everybody that is in earshot of my voice, get you some malachite. Set it in front of your TV. Set it in front of your computer. Set it in front of your ear. You know, everything that you use that is wireless, put you some malachite next to it. You'll thank me later. You'll thank me later. Your computer, your laptop, your Wi-Fi modem in your house. If you got one at your job, start your little rock pile. You ain't got to tell people they crystals. Put you some malachite next to your computer at work. Your car run on Wi-Fi and all that, put you some malachite in your car. I'm telling y'all, get malachite. Malachite transmutes and will absorb this Wi-Fi technology, and it will help protect you from what you're dealing with in the unseen. Malachite, 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 malachite. The bigger they are, the better they are. But if you only need a small little piece because you've got a little bitty phone, that's fine too. Get you some malachite. Carry it on your body. Get a necklace, a bracelet, a ring. Get you some malachite. Get you some copper. Wear you copper daily. Daily, 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 copper. Copper, copper, copper. If you can get a mineral with zinc in it that you can wear, put it on and eat the zinc as a vitamin regimen or mineral, I'm sorry, mineral regimen that you put in your system daily. Daily, daily, daily. When I first started talking to you guys about using elderberry and zinc, you could get it for $10 and $13. I went to Walmart the other day. It's $18, $22. They know that people are catching on. They're geeking up the prices.
Yep.
They're geeking up the prices. Have you found that, that getting zinc and stuff is more pricey now? You buying that vitamin L, that shit is like buying a car. True.
You know, I noticed that with the books because if you notice, you know, a lot of people who still like to read books, a lot of the books that got the real information that used to be, you know, you never really seen a book on Amazon that was three and four. I'm talking these books go from $300 all the way up to $1,000 overnight. Why? Because
let me tell
people
you.
Are buying them more and they catching on.
Not only that, not only that, but the eight elite families, there are many books here that are $1 million.
Wow.
$1 million. And it's illegal for you to give them and share them on the internet in PDF. They have a mark.
Wow.
If you share them, the police is going to contact your ass.
Wow.
If you share it on PDF. There are $1 million that when those books originally dropped, they were $200 and $300. And I'm talking less than 10 years ago.
And they don't went up a million?
Less than 10 years ago. And this is because these books are taking you back to nature. They're giving you, first of all, family, this is third grade science. All that we're dealing with is third grade science, physical science, third grade. Get a third grader in your household, get their book and read their book. And then mark highlights in their book and go get books that help you further get the knowledge on what triggered you. You will find that everything in this physical realm, in this nature realm, is in the children's third grade books. And once we start telling that, guess what? Those books are going to be altered. Those books are going to be changed.
Yep.
Because it's physical science. Pull up any book you can on physical science. It's going to tell you everything about your anatomy. It's going to tell you everything about vegetation. It's going to tell you everything about how to germinate a seed. It's going to tell you all of this is the little experiments and stuff that your kids do when they say, we're going to have a science project sometime this year in third grade, and your child is going to have to create a plant from a seed. Or your child is going to have to do a science experiment that shows acids and bases. All third grade classes do it. I did it when I was in third grade. You did too. Do you remember bringing your mom that bean plant that you made in school? You were in third grade.
Oh, yeah.
You were in third grade. You germinated a seed, planted it in some dirt in a cup, and by Mother's Day, the plant was up and alive, and you brought it home with a card that you made, and you said, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. This is something I made at school for our school project.
Yes.
They're giving it to us, but we don't pay attention.
Mm.
And they don't even know they're giving it to us. Because if they did, they'd stop it.
One thing to mention also about paying attention, Auntie, I just want to say thank you, too, because you said something to me a long time ago, and it was because, like, I get easily distracted. You know, I get easily distracted by a lot of shit. And one time you said, you know, nephew, I am proud of you because I see that you are paying attention. And in that moment, I really didn't realize how much I wasn't paying attention. I thought I was just on top of every motherfucking thing. But paying attention, internally focused, what this broadcast is about. I retitled it Internally Focused as it relates to COVID-19. But internally focused, guys, how much are we truly paying attention to what really matters? Something to think about.
Very few are.
You.
And we need triggers to make us pay attention. And then when we get the triggers, a lot of us are triggered in fear. So because we're triggered in fear, we don't want to deal with it. And so it's like, I don't need to know that. Like, I get up every day, I brush my teeth, I wash my tail, I put on my clothes, I go to work, I come home, I take care of my family. That's all I got to do. But there's so much going on around you just being in that cycle. And as Eternal would say, your cycle then becomes a sickle. Your cycle becomes a sickle. Now you, instead of being a cell that's flowing freely, you become a cell that is hurting. And if I've got to be a cell that is your sickle to trigger you, then you're going to have spiritual sickle cell coming from me until you wake your ass up. And I need it, too. I get it from different people, too. I don't want to deal with this shit. I don't. I don't want to deal with this shit. I don't want this to be my reality. I don't want to have to worry about it. But the reality is that I'm a part of it because I'm here. You're a part of it because you're here. And we have to be accountable and responsible to one another in society, even if we're not in our own individual home. And what does that mean? We have to be well-informed. And we have to be willing to deal with the narratives of things. Everything ain't so peachy king when you come to a group of things. You can make it peachy king for individually you, but you're not going to always be able to stay in your box. You're not going to always be able to stay in your home. At some point, you have to bring food in your home. At some point, you're going to need to bring water in your home. At some point, you're going to need heat in your home. And these things are coming, unfortunately, from an outside force of your home. And you're going to have to go outside and deal with society. Get to know the hermits in your family. They know how to survive with minimum contact. Get to know the hermits in your family. They know how to survive with minimum contact. Get to know them. Get to know the you that's them. Because at some point, y'all, the people we love the most, if they've gotten that jab and they're not willing to do the work, we're going to have to do some things that we never thought we were going to have to do. And I have to sit back and look at it, even with my adult son, even with my nieces and nephews, even with my little cousin. One of my favorite cousins just called me and told me he's getting married. And he said, but we've gotten a shot. It felt like somebody had taken my heart and squashed it when those words came out of his mouth to my ear. And I said, please tell me you did not do that. He said, we done had the shot about 6 months now, cousin, because we were supposed to get married in November, but because of COVID, it didn't work. So we just wanted everybody to be able to be at the wedding. So we just started getting shots. My mom got the shot, you know. And the irony of it is because last month when people were dying, his stepfather was the first of that stuff happening. In my family, where I buried 7 people in a month. His stepfather was the first. And guess what? He got the shot so that they could travel. Came here to Atlanta, visited with my grandmother and everybody. He ended up going in the hospital because he had cardiac problems.
You didn't have to get it, but they would get it.
They were getting on a plane, and it was a small plane, and it was they were worried because he had heart problems that he could get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got the shot, it attacked his heart that was already weak, and he died. So that was the first funeral. Then he died. Then my aunt, her husband's brother died. Then after he died, my uncle died. Then after my uncle died, my grandmother died. We had two funerals for my grandmother. Then after my grandmother died, a couple of other cousins in the family started dying. We put down seven people in 1 month. And it wasn't COVID.
Baby.
It wasn't COVID. My grandmother had Alzheimer's. My uncle had cancer. You know what I'm saying? But for those who got the shot, it helped them to transition with their natural illnesses that they were already battling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this is seven people in my family that left here in 1 month. And
wow.
I don't want to say
so
it like that, but we got to start getting okay.
Yeah.
We got to start being okay with people transitioning out of their bodies. Because they've already exposed themselves to things that they did not have to do because they were fearful that they were either going to get it or that they were going to come down with it and give it to somebody else.
So,
please,
as we close out, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to go ahead and close because this is a lot of information, guys, and I just want to just go ahead and just bring it. You know that. So this is going to be my wrap up, you guys. And we're going to let Auntie take us out. But you know, it just protection, speaking life, you know, into one another. Now is the time for compassion. I know we always fight and we always bicker and get mad amongst, and I'm talking to the black people amongst us. You know what I'm saying? We do it in our own backyard. We have to. Now it is critical that we have true, genuine compassion for one another, truly want to help one another, truly check on one another, stop holding grudges, and now I'm talking to myself too, you know what I'm saying, just truly, you know, reaching out and truly, you know, like me with my mother, I would send her positive vibes. I would send her, you know, instead of being angry, you know what I'm saying? I would say, hey, why don't you just reverse this? Instead of being angry, you went through that, but why don't you send her love? Why don't you send her balance? Those things that you may know she may, can you know, need help with, why don't you send her that in love instead?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just things like that, guys. Compassion. I mean, now is the time because it's critical. Auntie just told you she buried seven in 1 month. And one of my friend's fathers, one of my best brothers just lost his daddy, in which we joke about all the time about his how crazy his daddy is. But his daddy just died last week. And we speak about him all the time in play. But you know what I'm saying? It's just you just never know what the fuck. You never know what tomorrow may bring. And excuse me before I forget. Shout out to Joanne. I see you listening, boo. I see your comment on Facebook, but I'm in jail another 2 days, so I can't reply. But thank you for always listening. And love you, love you, love you. But, yes, guys, what tomorrow is going to bring, literally, guys. So, and Auntie said it earlier, you know, we have to really, truly love on one another if we truly, really know. We have to put our differences to the side a bit. You know what I'm saying? Especially now, guys. So now is the time for compassion. And Auntie, in your wrap-up, can you please include one more time for the people who may be in New York and who may be in the States, because it's in New York now as a testing ground, but it may indeed go across to other states. So we all need to prepare ourselves now. Tell them about the HIPAA and tell them the ways that they can do and go about protection in your wrap-up.
Okay. As far as HIPAA goes, I'm grateful for HIPAA. I hated HIPAA when they first created it. I was like, why I always got to sign these HIPAA papers? Shit. I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I got these, I know what it is. Why I got to keep signing this damn HIPAA paper? I'm grateful for HIPAA right now. HIPAA is the back door to nobody is accountable. HIPAA is the back door to nobody is accountable. Because now they're starting to be prejudicial against people who are not getting the jab. So just like everybody else who can use things to protect them and being, you know, shunned upon for not falling in with the matrix and not allowing the machine to take over their personal lives, stand on it. HIPAA is my body, my choice. HIPAA is whether I got it or not. It's none of your business. I don't have to disclose my medical anything to go to the grocery store, to get on a plane, to travel, to obtain a job. That is discrimination at its finest. Use your HIPAA to protect your rights to not be discriminated upon because you chose not to get the jab. Use your HIPAA. Be in tune with holistic regimens. Get in touch with Sensei. Get in touch with these astrologers. Because let me tell you something. This shit is in the sky above you. For people who know how to read them stars, them ancient planets, and how it affects our signs and our bodies, learn your numbers about your name. Learn your numbers about your Earth day, the day you were born. Understand the time of day that you came into your first breath of life. Use the science to protect you and assist you in how to protect yourself. HIPAA, thank you, because it's their law that is going to help you stand up and say, I will not be discriminated against, and my body, my choice. And I don't have to tell you what I chose. Stand on it, family. Be bold. Be powerful. Be great. Be a manifestor for yourself. Get in tune. And if you're going to be afraid and if you're going to allow levels of fear, get pissed off. Get mad. Because that fire that comes with that is going to help you. Help you. And if you can help you, mommy and daddy, you can help your children. If you can help you, mommy and daddy, you can help your neighbors and your community. If you can help you and they can see that it's activated and it works, if you build it in you, they'll come to find out how to build it in them. Love comes with a level because you have to know that you can't love nothing that you can't hate. Stop allowing the hate to be a place where we're discriminating amongst ourselves and allow the love to support us, helping other people understand how they can use their own natural body, the way you think is first and most prevalent. You don't have to die in the system. You will not die as energy anyway, but you don't have to die in this system if you think you're not going to die. How do I know? Because I activated it, and you're listening to my voice today, and they counted me out. The doctors counted me out. The science went against everything that I said I was going to do. The science said, she's got triple negative breast cancer, one of the most aggressive breast cancers to mankind. She's a stage 3.5. I had a size of a plum in my breast. They said, you're not going to make it. Guess what? Thank you for that, I'm not going to make it. Because it activated a level of fear in me that pissed me the fuck off. And segment got up. And wasn't no pomegranate juice around. And I fought, and I fought, and I fought, and I fought, and I'm here today. Science has a glitch because it ain't the same thing for everybody all the time. You can change it if you change how you think about what you've already done and you start fixing it in you now. If the news is a problem for you, cut it off. The radio's a problem for you, cut it off. If people being around you that are not giving you substantial, positive information with the narratives of the dangers that can come, cut it off. But stay focused and live for you, because you living for you will allow you to be alive for others. Get the science, get the information, share it, even from your own activation. Because you, the ones who have the shot, are the ones that we're looking at to see how we can help other people like you that have gotten the shot not fall victim to the spell of the shot. And we can change it if we come together and want to do so authentically. There's nothing that mankind has created that we, the gods, can't shift. We've been doing it since existence. COVID is nothing new. It's been around since the 1600s and 1700s. You've heard the doctor say humans were never supposed to take it, but they've been giving it to dogs and cats for forever. Okay? Haiti, they killed the president of Haiti because he ordered the covert shot. And they gave them to pigs and chickens to the CDC. When they came back and said, oh, so many of your people have this, Haiti laughed at them. Haiti said, we don't have anything because we never took the shit. We gave it to the pigs and the chickens. And they killed him because he made a mockery of their system. You see? We've got to outthink the machine. And Prince tells us, we can choose or we can choose not to choose. That's your power. Use what you've got to get what you want. I speak life. I speak positivity. I speak shifts. I speak that the science that we are as gods and goddesses can transmute the negative and transmit a positive in our growth, that we will, at the end of the day, be okay. Ashe.
Come together, baby. play the game of divide and conquer ever since the world began. Tried their best to separate the people so we couldn't understand.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life.
I won't be afraid to leave. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And all those things that you told me, you know I never could conceive. Oh. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be free, child. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be free. Yeah.
Yes, I am. I don't need your loving no more.